Gentlemen, welcome back to the Shed of Basketball Truth. It is Studio 3. This on this very special edition show, I've actually got two guests, so it could not have these guys on. Longtime fans of the show will definitely know both of them. But I'm going to start with one guest, and then we'll get the other guest on shortly. He is the man that has currently played he's 99 not out for the Brisbane Capitals. The one-man religion, the future NBL star himself, Tim Song. How you doing, buddy?
Mel, I'm good, mate. I'm good. That's always right. A pleasure to be on.
Oh, I imagine so. Like, I'm pretty amazing. But, mate, 99 games for the Caps. It's been delightful so far.
It's been crazy. Never really thought I'd make it this far. But
well, look, to be honest, I had no doubt you'd get to this sort of amount, if not further. The only thing that sort of annoys me is we've got 99 games and we've only got one real home game dunk.
Oh, there's been a few
home game dunks.
They've been there. I'll trust you.
You're the guy who's been around. But mate, talking about the Brizzy Caps and the NBL one, it certainly hasn't been the start to the season that you guys were after, but we've got Lockie Dent back, you know, chalked up that second W, got the point guard back we needed. Things are looking better.
Yeah, definitely. Lockie being back's definitely helped. Sort of got that floor general to sort of get everyone in the right spots. And Stoddy should be back in the next couple of games too. So,
yeah, well, look, you know, Stoddy has just been the heartbreak kid in all the wrong ways over the last couple of seasons. Gets injured, comes back, gets himself right, and then boom, does that arm in that first game back. That was
still so rough.
So tough.
So sad.
Yep. And it's that classic thing too of, you know, such a nice kid. You know, always happens. It always feels as if it happens to the real gentleman of the game, if you will.
Exactly. He was working so hard to get back in time for the season, and he was looking very dangerous at trainings. So it was just unfortunate that he came down on that arm in the first game.
It was one of those things too. I know from where we sat, it was, oh, nope, that's not right, right from the jump. So hopefully he can get back shortly. And, and hopefully Stoddy and really, you know, play a bit of ball together, because I know Stoddy was very excited about Dent when he first arrived, and then with injuries they haven't, you know, genuinely been able to get on the court and show what they can do as much as we'd like. So
look, no, it'll be good to have everyone back finally. Definitely, I don't think we've had a full team yet this season, so
no. Well, look, let's get to it. 100th game coming up, you know, this weekend, this Friday night, against the Pirates, which does have a little bit of, there's some familiar faces on the other end of the court. The only thing I want to know right here and now is, are we going to get a 100th game dunk?
You know, I might have to try a little harder this game. Just.
Well, that's the problem right there. You haven't been trying hard already. Come on, buddy. You've got the abilities. All right.
We'll see how it goes. I'll make sure if I do, I'll point up to you guys up there.
That would be delightful. That would be genuinely delightful. But seriously, do try hard to do it, because us chunkier, heavy set guys who've never really had the ability, like, do it for us, mate. Do it for us. You got the ability. Get up there and get it done. Get it done, son.
I'll have to then. Definitely. Show out for my 100th game.
Definitely. Well, you should do, because it's my favorite joke, but I'm going to say it again. You know, your parents are legit scorers, all right? So something should have rubbed off. I don't know. But, mate, it's been a very look, of all the weeks for this to happen, I mean, you know, we're sitting early in the week for your 100th game, and your team makes it through to the finals against another man's team who, long-term listeners of the show, will know his name. And you're about to hear his voice for the first time on the show. What a man who's been confused as being Jesus in the past. Cammy P. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. Thanks for having me on, eh?
Oh, mate, absolute pleasure. Pleasure. But, you know, your Nuggets make it on into the big show, the NBA Finals. How could we not get you on? I mean, how could we not get you on?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It was the perfect timing. Perfect timing.
Perfect timing. All right, mate. Well, you know, let's get you in and talking. First things first, how has their playoffs sort of gone? Just you know, obviously they've made it, but how did you see that it went against a couple of different oppositions?
Mate, it was a pretty interesting outtake. I thought our sort of matchup with the Suns was going to be a pretty nerve-wracking one. Obviously, you know, they loaded up pretty well, picking up Kevin Durant. Mm. So, yeah, he obviously changed the dimension of their offense, I guess you'd say. They did lose a bit for him that may have had an influence, I guess you'd say, just with certain matchups, you know. But, they cruised through that one relatively comfortably in the end.
Yeah, and again, Kevin Durant with this sort of late superstar team that doesn't really work. Again.
Yeah, so, he seems to have a knack of joining certain teams with other stars, and, you know, he does his best to obviously, you know, carry the load, but doesn't always sort of get the support that he needs, I guess. Mm. So, and I feel like the Nuggets were able to sort of take advantage of that a little bit. Like, obviously, Devin Booker was off the charts as well, you know. But as for the rest of their team, they traded a vast majority of that away. So they really have a decent bench that could come in and sort of match up with the Nuggets bench. So, yeah, taking on the Lakers was obviously going to be another big challenge for the Nuggets. Like, anytime you come up against a LeBron-led team, you're always going to be in for a battle. Like, yeah, it was a 4-0 sweep, but, you know, a vast majority of those games, they were well and truly in it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so.
Especially those first two. They were within striking distance in that first one for sure.
Well, that's it. I mean, some would say they possibly should have won that first one, you know?
Oh, there's always people out there that would say that about every game, right?
That's true. But I just feel like in this instance, like, I feel like for their own morale, they would have really liked to have pinched that first one on the road. You know, it's a big victory to get that first one when you're on the road. So, but it wasn't meant to be. Yeah. So
the Nuggets
obviously took full advantage of that. And then, I was able to go on and complete the sweep, which was really nice, I guess you'd say, as a long-time Nuggets fan. We've gone through some battles with the Lakers, mm-hmm. like, you know, Kobe-led teams and stuff like that were always a real drama for us, over the years. So definitely a bit of a thorn in the side, I guess you'd say.
And it is tough to, you know, close out these sweeps.
That's it.
But we'll get to Timmy's team shortly.
Yeah, that other opposition. Yeah, how about those guys?
Well, speaking of shortly, Timmy, how did your Heat get to where they are now? Bear in mind, be careful what you say, because I can mute you at any point.
Well, I'll start at the very beginning.
Yep.
I'm not going to lie, I was a little nervous losing to the Hawks in the play-in game.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing Spoelstra and Pat Riley was probably on purpose to get the easier run.
I'm sure that's how it's going to come out in a memoirs at some point.
It'll be in the tell-all book. Mm-hmm. But I started against Milwaukee 1-8. I don't think many people really gave us any chance.
I bet your roommate didn't.
No, he definitely didn't. Not at all. But Jimmy Butler, it's just goes to another level in the playoffs. You don't see him really all year. He's just cruising. And then decides that he's not going to lose. Not having Giannis play for the Bucks for two of the games, I think it was, also helps, but you can only play what's in front of you, I guess.
Indeed. You know. Yeah. And obviously it wasn't Giannis's fault. It was their coach who's gone. I mean, everyone knows that. It's the coach's fault all the time.
Yeah, that's why he's gone.
Yeah.
Players win, coaches lose.
Correct. Correct. And then on to New York.
New York in round two. Brunson was on a tear. He's really proven that he's that guy for the Knicks. Mm-hmm. It was actually like, it was a fun series to watch.
Should have been an all-star.
Should have been. But yeah, no, the Heat's managed to sneak out 4-2 in that series. Again, Jimmy, Bam, Lowry, Vincent, all of these guys chipping in. So just behind Butler's accord, really.
Yep, they got it done in New York. And then, which, you know, it's always nice as a Boston fan when New York, you know, finishes their season earlier than they want to. Normally as a Boston fan, though, that happens much sooner in the season because they're normally done after 82. But, you know, they did a good job to get where they were, let's be honest. And then, of course, came up against the Celtics, started red hot, and then had a lot of trouble closing. How did you see it? Did you see it that way? Or
I did, yes. Starting.
Rip the Band-Aid off, Jimmy.
Starting 3-0.
Rip it off.
Starting 3-0 was a big surprise, really. I don't think I was really expecting that. But
I wasn't. I'll tell you that right
now. Got to give the Celtics credit, I guess, a little bit. They turned up for three of the games.
Eventually, yeah, and this was
the end.
Yeah, and this was the problem going into that round. Like every other, all the other three teams, and the conference final level, had that perfect home record. And C's went in 50%, and lost the first two home games, and just, you know, tough. But they grounded back, they played well, and then game six. They didn't play particularly well, but Miami generally almost looked a little bit scared. Like they really didn't play that well. They were within touch. Could have had it. Some would say should have.
Should have had it.
Yeah, definitely should have had it.
You know, but and then, yeah, they came out game seven. And look, Jason Tatum hadn't had a brilliant series, certainly hadn't had a consistently good series. Up and down. C's shot horribly at times, and this was a game where they shot horribly. They didn't get shots inside. Tatum rolled that ankle early and looked uncomfortable for the rest of the way. And apart from White stepping up in moments, no one else really did. And Jimmy and everyone else looked confident. Would you agree with that, Timmy, or do you have some different thoughts?
No, that's fairly right. I'd back that. But no, it was just Celtics. Tatum going down in the first play of the game did not help. And then it got to third quarter where the Heat would struggle a bit at times. But they've just figured out to put Tatum in every on ball or just go at him at every play. And he couldn't move laterally.
Yeah.
So it was just layups or open threes.
And look, as a Celtics fan watching that, it was hard not to have like Gordon Hayward style flashbacks and just, oh God, what's happening here? You know, but you know, he is effectively the point scoring leader. No one else was able to step up, and Miami genuinely played well.
They did.
They genuinely showed up.
Shout out to Caleb Martin.
Played
big games.
He played well. Yeah, he
earned a paycheck. That's
it. I think we have him for another year, but then after that,
yeah,
he's going to need some money.
You would expect him.
Yeah,
for sure. All right, let's jump into it. We've got the finals matchup. Figured we'd get a Nuggies fan, get a Heat fan, more importantly, ones who, you know at least a little bit about basketball, not just go Heat.
Yeah. Always helps.
Especially like, you know, those sort of fans that would actually stay to the end of the game, not one of those Miami Heat fans with a quarter to go down by 20. All right, traffic's going to be awful. I'm getting out of here now.
Fairweather fans, die easy fans.
Indeed. So, Cammy, we'll start with you with the Nug since your team's had a week off. Look, what do you see as the Nuggets' real weapons offensively coming into this final matchup?
Oh, mate, it's obviously the most obvious one's got to be Jokic. Yeah. I think just his impact on the game, most of our offense obviously runs through him. Between him and Jamal Murray, the pick and roll that they seem to be running all playoffs, they don't seem to have a way of stopping it. I think just because Jokic's ability to pop as well, when he pops back out and the double team goes to Jamal Murray, and that just leaves Jokic sort of open at the top of the keyway to sort of make these ridiculous decisions that he seems to be able to just muster up. Like, as I said, he knows where his players are. You know, sometimes he can get caught out overthinking things, but I guess you'd much rather him doing that than, you know, forcing up a really bad shot or something like that. He always sees something that could be better than what he could put up himself. So obviously those two guys are the dynamic for us. But as you said, you've got those support players that have sort of created a really good sort of formation of like backing those two guys up, you know, like your Porter Juniors, you know, Browns, you know, those guys coming in off the bench are just, you know, really holding the fort down when obviously Jokic has to go to the bench, because, you know, it's been proven, I guess you'd say, that when Jokic does go to the bench, we're not as effective. So, no, yeah, I feel really? Like it.
The MVP sits and.
yeah, I mean, it, you would think that, but, you know, a lot of teams don't seem to really lose that impact when their MVP caliber player goes to the bench, like the Nuggets. And as I said, it's been very noted by a lot of teams that it's when we're at our most vulnerable, I guess you'd say.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Nice. All right.
But,
Timmy, over to you, mate. Offense. Offense. I've got an uncomfortable taste from it, but where are the Heat's offensive weapons and scores going to come from, you reckon?
Well, I mean, obviously, it all revolves around Jimmy Buckets. Mm-hmm. He's sort of the first option and the guy that we'll go to down in the back end of the game. But I also love just how any of our role players can get hot from three or just turn into a 20-point game just by hitting a couple of threes. We've got a whole bunch of them between Strauss, Duncan Robinson, who's been playing very well lately, Gabe Vincent, Martin, Lowry can even come on. And there's just a lot of options. Everyone's a threat, really, at all times.
One thing I liked about Lowry in the last couple of games was he seemed to be chirping at his own teammates in that sort of, come on, what are you doing? Like educating, but also trying to keep him honest in that sense while he was on the court.
Yeah, definitely. Well, he's probably the only guy in both teams that's got a championship and has experienced like
maybe Kevin Love.
The grind. Oh, yeah, Kevin Love. Forgot about him.
If we're throwing numbers out there.
That guy.
I mean, on the other side, you've got Aaron Gordon, who hasn't even won a dunk contest. So
That hurts. That's why I left the Timberwolves matchup out of the way. Still salty.
Never forget.
Yeah, never. Never. The man was robbed.
But no, it is guys like Lowry and Kevin Love that know the grind it takes to get a championship, and that it's not just going to be won by one player in one game. And I'm sure he's letting everyone know about it, and will stay on his teammates' tails if they mess up one play, or if they do something good, he'll be the first to let them know.
Yeah, and you definitely saw both in his minutes across game 6 and 7. I saw that for sure. All right, Cammy, back over to you, mate. Defensive weapons for the Nugs.
Oh, yeah. As I said, you mentioned him just before, Aaron Gordon. I feel like he's someone we could seriously consider throwing straight on Jimmy Butler, just to see if we can sort of make him work really hard for his shots. Like, he did a pretty good job, obviously, in the previous matchups against Kevin Durant and LeBron James. Obviously, you know, it's pretty obvious that Jimmy Butler's playing at a very similar level to both of those guys. So if we can do our best, I think, to limit his impact early, it might give our offense a really good chance to get a jump on them, I think. So, yeah, I think, but also just probably just team defense. I think we've shown through the playoffs, you know, that we're a defensive-minded team now, which hasn't always been the case with the Nugs.
Mellow.
So, yeah, I mean, hey, he's my guy. He's my guy. He's the one that sort of got me following the Nuggets, you know. But, yeah, as I said, we've definitely had some questionable defensive setups over the years, but Mellow. Seems like yeah, keep throwing him out there. It's all good. He knows it. He's what, top 10 scoring, so I don't think he was too worried about playing defense too much. But
didn't appear to be any games I caught. No,
no, we're just there. Still doesn't. As I said, I mean, he'd probably put his hand up and be like, "Yeah, I didn't play a lot of defense," you know. So, but yeah, as I said, I just think defensively, like, team-wise, we're sort of, you know, guys like Caldwell Pope are sort of really rising to the challenge of taking on guys that are, you know, very aggressive offensively. So, yeah, I guess it's just protect Jokic at all costs. Like, as I said, keep him out of foul trouble. As I said, if guys can come across and take a foul before that guy gets into the paint, where Jokic has to sort of use his lazy arms a little bit sometimes, but... yeah, as I said, if we can keep him out of foul trouble, and as I said, I think team defense is probably definitely going to be the key for us. But yeah, Aaron Gordon, I think, is probably the biggest weapon for us. So
nice, yeah. Obviously on the defensive end. Yeah.
Yes, right. Yeah. Although he put a pretty good offensive put out in that game four. Sorry, so he knocked down some pretty nice jumpers for us. If he can make a couple of those as well as playing like top notch defense, then we'll be in a good spot.
Guy can jump over a mascot like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, ain't no mascots in the game, but so it's going to have to be Bam or something like that. Or Kevin Love. I don't know. Kevin Love, he can get in the way of one. So.
We'll have to say. All right, Timmy, over to your crew. Heat defense, who are you looking forward to really hold the torch?
I think the defense really revolves around Bam, sort of. That guy that can switch pick and rolls, that can play against the post-up bigs. It's just all going to revolve around trying to stop Jokic, I think. And I wouldn't be surprised if you just saw a lot of zone like they did against the Celtics, just to mix things up and to just let Jokic face different things and never let him get comfortable in one.
Well, yeah, can't let the MVB ever look comfortable. Good luck with that. Yeah,
exactly.
Not an easy task.
No, so especially tough. If his brothers are courtside. He's going to feel pretty comfortable.
Yeah, they're a scary lot.
We'll give the Morris twins a little call up to come.
that's probably going to be the real matchups right there, right?
Yeah.
Jokic twins versus Morris twins.
I don't think the Jokic brothers are too worried, mate. I don't think they're too worried.
No.
They are very big humans.
All right, mate. Cammy, back to you. Second last, actually. But are there any uncomfortable matchups heading into this final series? You're like, ooh, I'm just not sure how we're going to go against.
Yeah, I mean, not. I mean, I'll be honest, not really. I think, as I said, we match up relatively well. Like, we've got a lot of length, which hopefully will trouble a lot of the outside shooting that they've sort of shown. Like, guys like, yeah, your Strauss and stuff like that. Like, they like to hang out there for those offensive rebounds. Duncan Robinson, he's another one. So, I guess, yeah, if anything, just limiting those second chance opportunities so that, you know, our guys can just play straight up defense. But I mean, as I said, the matchup sort of set up pretty nicely. You know, as I said, you got two pretty decent, you know, stars on both teams. So I think, yeah, overall, it's going to work out sort of pretty well for both teams if they can make their game plan work. But you know, if Spoelstra's as good as he is, and we know he is, like, he'll have a game plan. You know, he's obviously coached some really good players throughout the years, and I'm sure he's used that knowledge of those great players and thought, I'm going to come up against a guy like that again, and I want to know a game plan how to stop him. So, yeah, as I said, if anything, it's probably Spoelstra's coaching that's probably got me a little bit nervous. So, yeah.
Coaching matchup. I like it.
Yeah, yeah. As I said, yeah. I think he's always got a game plan, as we've seen. You know, it was no fluke that these guys, you know, made it as far as they did. Like, they're a tremendous team, and as I said, they're going to pose a pretty good matchup. So,
you know, I'm not scared of trying something new.
Exactly. And all, I know all the pundits are saying that it's going to be, you know, smooth sailing for the Nuggets. It's either going to be a sweep or a gentleman's sweep. But, you know, as I said, as a Nugs fan, and I've seen in the past what's happened, as I said, I'd be in my right to be a little bit nervous still. So, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. It's very different thinking you're red hot going into one of these series and actually doing it.
Exactly.
And this Heat have a lot of experience behind the scenes, and they've been close the last couple of years. And obviously,
well, I said they've been there before.
Yeah,
that's it. That's it. They've been there before. So, and as I said, our guys haven't. But I feel like, you know, these guys have been through a fair bit of sort of adversity. You know, like battling, you know, big injuries and stuff like that. So, as I said, Jamal Murray, for example. So, you know, they've had to overcome some pretty tough things, and obviously changing of, you know, like, when those key players came back, I've noticed, like, guys like Michael Porter Jr. and stuff, like, they've taken the back step finally. Like, MPJ was a bit raw when he first came in, taking bad shots, you know, really killing the offense a little bit, but he's sort of settled down a little bit. He's sort of getting to his own spots, and guys like Jokic and Murray are finding him, and he doesn't have to force up bad shots. So, which is obviously really good.
All right, Timmy. Same question to you, mate. Anything uncomfortable on your side? Anything that worries you going into this finals, matchups-wise?
It's really only that big man in the middle.
It's a hell of a big man.
It is.
A hell of a big man.
He can do it all, really. So I guess the only way that you're going to stop him is to just go at him offensively and try and get him in foul trouble.
Yeah, and hope you can make it back to the car. Without his brother's phone, well, team bus.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, no, let's jump into predictions. All right, Cammy. You know, since it's your first time on the show, you can go second. Timmy, what do you got?
I got to stick with my boys, so I'm going Heat in six.
Heat in six. Okay. All right. All right, Cammy, give him what for?
Mate, I'm actually going to go – I'm going to go my Nugs in five.
Nugs in
I think,
five.
Yeah, I'm going to go Nugs in five. I think, as I said, the two home games obviously are vital. You know, like, if we take one of those – or take both of those, sorry, and then take one on the road, I think we'll be sitting pretty nicely. So, you know, we've been pretty good on the road, which has been good. Nice. So – hopefully we can continue that trend. Miami's obviously a luxurious place, and you get a little comfortable there, and they'll take advantage of that. So, yeah, we got to keep our wits and, yeah, try and at least hold on to home court and then get one. So, okay. Yeah, 4-1.
All right. More important question than the last one. Can I interest you boys in a cheeky chicken bet?
Timmy. Well, I mean, I'll do it. I'm keen.
All right.
This isn't the first offer, I will be honest. There has been other offers from certain members of our group chat. Yeah, so,
everyone wants a piece of the action, hey?
Yeah, they do. Take advantage of Cammy's first trip to the finals. So,
you never know, ride the wave. You might load up.
Oh, okay, mate. I could have you'll a feast, be, being like a well king. Fed,
or you'll either be very poor.
Yeah, that's it. I'll be the only one that won't be eaten that night. So everyone's eating around me off me.
Well, heard it here first. 12-piece chicken bet is on the line. Obviously, gamble responsibly.
Always.
Always. All right. Look, we got both you guys here. Let's do a finals. Like finals fan hit out. Let's do this with a little local card shop of Woolloongabba and Mermaid Beach. Crack 'em. So I have a pack here. More importantly, let's get to the possible prizes. Since we've got a special edition show, I have a what have we got first? We've got a 2018 Panini Chronicles Michael Porter Jr. rookie card graded by PSA. Ooh. PSA 8.
Wow. Very nice, Matt. Very nice.
Winner's choice, obviously. Or alternatively, I have a 2019 Panini Prison Tyler Hero Mint 9 rookie card.
You can burn that one.
He's going to be traded this one. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
All right. So winner will have the choice of one of those cards. One
delightful.
Of those
cards.
All right. Let's get into it. We've got a pack of Donruss 22-23s, cheeky 15 pack. That way we've got nice odd number, so we should definitely have a winner without having to go to the impossible pile, which is a random selection of cards I have here on the counter.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're NRL cards, sometimes they're tennis cards, sometimes they're Hall of Famers. It's impossible to know. But huge shout out once again to our local card shop of Woolloongabba and Mermaid Beach. And get yourself down to the card yard this Sunday for a trade day at Mermaid Beach, at local card shop of Mermaid Beach. I'll be there. Should be a really great day. All right, guys, let's crack into this pack. All right, I'm actually going to do this slightly differently. I've opened a few of these. I'm going to take the two rookies from the back of the pack. And then we'll hit the rookies, then we'll do the base, then we'll finish with the insert cards at the end. So first card, for those of you who don't know at home, definitely play along. I'm going to read the back of the card. And obviously, I'm not going to say the player's name. And then, excuse me, and then both Timmy and Cammy will have to chime in with their team's buzzer, obviously Nuggets and... What do you reckon, Cammy? Should Timmy be saying Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra's Miami Heat? Is that
absolutely. As long as it can be.
Look, I don't mind it. Let's just go.
Throw Heatles in there as well, just to add that little element.
Well, let's go Nugs and Heat, hey? Nugs and Heat.
Beautiful.
All right. Okay, first card off. Somebody credits his mother, Anita, as his top influence and coach. My mum was a point guard, so she knows the game, said the playmaking forward. I think that's where I get my playmaking from, my IQ, the way I see the game. While Greg Popovich won't replace mum, he'll certainly help as well. Rookie card.
Heat.
Yep.
Jeremy Sochan.
Sochan? Yeah.
Sochan, yeah.
Ooh.
Jeremy Sochan?
Yep. The guy with the yellow hair for the Spurs. Yeah.
Nice one, Timmy.
Yeah. Number 10 this season for the Spurs. Ooh. Good card. All right. Next card. Some chefs religiously follow their recipes while others improvise and go with the flow. The same can be said about point guards. Winging it with 5-star results, somebody follows the spontaneous route to much success. Drafted in 2022, he now drops seasoned assists in New Orleans. It's another rookie card. connection to Australia?
Heat. Oh, Nugs.
Heat was about a half a second early there. Yep.
The Dyson Daniels.
Dyson Daniels. Yeah, it would have been too easy if I just went, this guy sucks. Like, this guy's name sucks. His basketball certainly doesn't. All right. Ooh, timely card here. Timely card. Chicago's defense shined on October 23, 2021, holding the Pistons to just 82 points in a blowout win. Somebody engineered the stopping showcase with a brilliant performance. The veteran guard recorded a team-high 4 blocks and added 3 steals to go along with 13 points.
Nugs.
Yes.
Is it Lonzo Ball?
It is. Yeah. Unfortunate news that he may not play again. And the amount of effort he put into his game.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's not great. It's not great. But, all right. Next one. Whoa, 2-1. Come on, Cammy.
All right, let's go, Nugs.
All right, rounding into an elite off-ball presence, somebody sneaks around the court until he finds an ideal area for a catch-and-shoot three. Spatially, he's getting himself in the right spots. The ball finds him, said Coach Wes Unseld Jr., so we encourage him to take those shots. Now, on this particular card, it says Washington Wizards, but he currently last played for the LA Lakers in a season
trade. Or Nugs.
Kemi.
Is it Rui?
Rui. It is indeed. It is indeed. Oh, 2 apiece. Get in there, Kemi. Get in there, son.
Here we go.
Next one. Somebody opened 2021-2022 with a 46-point outing versus the Knicks on October 20. For most players, that would have been their season high. The Boston forward managed to top himself with a stellar performance. Nugs. Yep.
Jalen Brown.
Jalen Brown it is. Oh, Cammy into the lead. Into the lead. All right, let's go.
Yeah, I brushed up a little bit.
All right, here we go. Atlanta Hawks this time around. Atlanta's trio of stars couldn't wait to play together and competed at the Crossover, a pro-am league in Seattle in 2022. Somebody, Trae Young and newcomer DeJounte Murray, combined for 103 points in a highlight-filled exhibition that included the forward throwing down an off-the-backboard alley-oop dunk. Number
Nugs.
20. Yes, Scammy.
Is it John Collins?
It is John Collins. 4-2. Has a really, really solid press conference shirt game. I really love. And he's always in trade talks.
Definitely.
Just can't get away from him. Oh, another guy who's almost always in trade talks. Somebody averaged 17.8 points during his time in New York, then 20 points in Dallas. In his cameo of a season with Washington in 2021-2022, he looked even better on the offensive end. Over 17 games after a mid-season trade to DC, the offensive wizard put up 22.1 points per night. Number 6. The unicorn.
Nugs.
Cammy.
Porzingis.
Porzingis. Yeah, I thought someone might have got there just from the Knicks-Dallas-Washington thing, but it's Washington. It doesn't matter when they go. Everyone turns off when they get traded.
No
one knew.
Washington.
time too.
Not a destination.
Not yet. I mean, growth mindset.
Poor Brad Beal.
Oh, tragic. Next one. With his electric play, somebody earns respect from current and former players. I love watching somebody, said Julius Erving on Old Man and the Three podcast, when somebody came on the scene and then he was MVP of the playoffs, I started watching him more closely and I like what he brings to the players for the Los Angeles Clippers.
Or Nugs.
Yep.
Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi, the koala himself. All righty. Next one. Cammy, you're on fire. Timmy. Come on, bro.
It's starting to look like my prediction for the Heat series.
Oh, I like it. Chirp. Nice. So, all right. For the
Sing one and winning.
For the Utah Jazz. Somebody, where are you? It doesn't take Scooby-Doo's crew to figure out that mystery out. The answer is easy. He's behind the three-point line. Over the last two seasons, the floor stretching forward has attempted 6 triples per game, finding the net at a 37.7% clip.
Heat.
Yeah.
Is it Bogdanovich?
It is not. Current season. Cammy.
Oh.
Oof.
All clues now to you. I have finished speaking, so you can have a free shot here.
Oh,
and, then free shot. And then I'll start giving clues.
Did you say it was a forward?
I might have. That was a while ago. Floor stretching forward, yes, has attempted.
Floor stretching forward. It's not like Reggie Bullock or something like that.
No, no. For the Utah Jazz, in the photo,
the Jazz
is wearing a cat. You're both now back in it. In the photo is wearing a Cavaliers jersey. Heat, yep.
Heat. Markkanen
is currently wearing a military helmet. Next one. Nearly everyone can agree that somebody is the top option in Oklahoma City. I don't know. There's some kids in Australia who'd say differently. But anyway, if you're still not convinced, let's look at the usage rates from 2021-2022 season.
Yep. Yeah, I was about to say
SGA.
SGA, it is indeed.
Damn it.
Surprised I had to go that deep into the card after that Josh Giddey did. All right. Oh, I'll give you a clue straight out the gate. Crazy eyes.
Oh, Heat.
Oh.
Yeah, Timmy.
Bobby Portis.
Hey.
Oh, you knew it too.
All right. Okay. Well, the card says Clippers. Clippers number one. The photo says H-Town. Reading the back, polished scorers like somebody don't hit the open market very often. Well, to be fair, this guy hits the market quite often. So when he becomes a free agent in 2022, the Clippers quickly scooped him up. The team received a multiple time All-Star who has never recorded fewer than 16.3 points per game in a season. He entered his first year in LA with a career average of 19.1.
Is this current roster?
Let me give some other clues. Donald Trump tried to build his last name between America and Mexico.
Nugs.
Oh.
Cammy, what do you got?
Is it John Wall?
John Wall it is.
Yeah,
John
Wall there it is.
All right. Matching his brawn with brains. Ooh. Somebody powers his way to the stripe on one end and stays out of foul trouble on the other. In 2021-2022, he drew 202 shooting fouls and committed just 29. That was nothing new for the physical forward, who has recorded just 1.4 personals per game for his career. Man who started in Chicago.
Oh, Nugs.
Yep.
Is it DeMar DeRozan?
It is not. No.
No?
Player who started in
Chicago.
Started in Chicago. Can't give any more clues, Timmy, but you really need to get this one, mate.
Yeah. Started in Chicago.
It all started for him in Chicago. People thought he was going to be... If you believe the rumor mill, his daddy.
I'm so confused. started in Chicago.
Yeah, who's big in Chicago? The biggest ever. Who has an alleged son still in the league?
Oh, Michael Jordan.
Yep. And who's the alleged son?
Jimmy Butler.
There you go. Wow. Had to connect some dots there for you, but we got there.
Yeah,
in the
I
end.
Do got there.
I'm so confused.
All right. Well, had to give you that one, Timmy, but I'm not giving you any more moving forward. We've got six. Six now, Timmy. Cammy, you're on seven. I've got two cards left. And I'm going to tell you right now, they're both Australians. They're Ooh. Both. This is a cracker pack, man. This is a cracker pack.
That's a doozy.
You know, you come to expect that from the local card shop of Woolloongabba Mermaid Beach. So, all right, let's get stuck into the first one. Far from his native Australia, somebody felt right at home in New Orleans, thanks to his welcoming teammates. They bring you in like you're one of them, he said. That's special. Team chemistry is important these days, and it's clear to see the Pelicans have that.
Nugs. Is it Dyson again?
It's Dyson again, yeah. We've got two rookie banger cards here. We've got a great
expectation. I was trying to think if there was another rookie at New Orleans other than Dyson.
In New Orleans,
that's Australian.
Yeah, like, it couldn't happen again, right?
Can't get the double up.
All right, last card. This is just for pride because the Nugs have it here today.
Yes.
Somebody is always a reliable presence for his team. In 2021-22, he reached 80 games, played for the sixth time, and set a career high in minutes per game, 29. When he's on the court, he provides consistent long-range shooting, smart passing.
Nugs.
Cammy?
Is it Patty Mills?
It's not just Patty Mills. It's Patty Mills in like a green hollow prism, shiny. Oh, like it literally looks like the sun is rising behind him in this card. It is,
and so it should be.
It indeed it should. This one is going straight in a card safe.
I should have called him Lord Patty Mills instead of just Patty Mills.
Sir Patty.
Patty for PM, baby. Patty for PM.
Yes,
all
sir.
Right. Cammy, which would you like? Can I interest you in a 2019 Tyler Hero rookie card? PSA 9, mind you. Or would you want this Michael Porter Jr. PSA 8 rookie card? Which would you like as a prize?
Definitely a tough decision there, Mel. But
awesome.
To go
well, you took
the,
too long, so I'm going to have to go with option A, Tyler Hero.
To go along with the beautiful card that you so gratefully gave to me the other night, I think I'll stick with the Nuggets pattern, mate, and take the MBJ one.
Right, growing the PC, the personal collection. I like it. Yeah. Well, a huge shout-out once again to the local card shop of Woolloongabba Mermaid Beach, and don't forget to get down to the card yard this Sunday. It's going to be a great trade day. I'll be there. Going to try and drag along Macca as well and see who else is keen, because they're always great days, great for the family and great for just, you know, people like basketball and cards. Like they really do everything.
Great combination. Great combination.
Indeed. All right, boys, that wraps us up. So we've got our predictions, everything set. You know, Timmy, any chance of a prediction for the Pirates game? A dunk.
Oh,
that'd
Caps,
be great. That'd
Caps
be great.
Win.
Caps win. Timmy dunk. Everyone's happy. You beauty.
Yeah, big ups on 100 games, Timmy. That's awesome,
appreciate
man.
That,
Cam. Real good, man. Real good.
Pretty special. And then there's some other guy doing, you know, something next week, which I'm sure we'll talk about. But,
some old man.
Yeah, that other
you are
friend
on,
of the show.
I see you are on track to it's going to be, if you do get to the 200 games, it's going to be interesting to see, because he's pretty much double your points currently. So you're going to have to pile it on. You have to pile it on to get there.
Timmy can do it.
Timmy can do it.
If
anyone can, Timmy
can. We back him in.
Yeah.
He's still young. He's got young legs. He's good.
All right, fellas. Huge thank you for jumping on the show here today. And I'm sure we'll see you both on the show at some point down the line now. I mean,
yeah, I'd like that. That'd be good.
It's not as if, you know, this is going to be the last time your team ever makes the finals.
We'll see how the ratings go on this pod.
Hopefully not. We're not going to be a one-hit wonder. We'll be back.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, boys, and thank you to everybody who's tuned in. Don't forget to jump on the socials, give us those likes, follow us, and give us those 5-star reviews on all streaming services that allow such things. Really appreciate that kind of stuff. It really genuinely helps a lot. But until you're listening to us here again, just remember that ball don't lie.
Never does.